Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You hear this song, Hugh. This one's for you.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Not attacked. Just when you roll out conspiracy theories, we react. And so do the Eagles. We're going to get to that. Nick Sirianni, what he had to say about Hugh Douglas's speculation that Kevin Petullo was not calling plays in the second half. That's coming up in a few minutes. First, though, we welcome in Devin Caney. Devin, how we doing?
Dev.
I'm doing well, guys. I'm still, you know, working to get over that amazing Eagles win.
Wasn't it fantastic?
I can't believe that they won that game.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Like, if you had told me that they won that game in the first half, I would have thought you were insane.
But can I tell you what I thought happened, Dev?
What's that? Is this conspiracy theory, Douglas, again?
Yes.
Okay.
Tinfoil hat Hugh is around.
I'm putting on my tinfoil hat. Let's hear it.
So this is what happened. They walked it. You know, they were getting ready for halftime, right? And the fans were booing. They were booing loud. And they were boisterous. And they walked into the locker room. And Nick Sirianni looked at Kevin Petullo, and he said, slapped him, said,
"Oh, get the hell out of here.
Get your stuff together."
He slapped him.
Slapped him across the lips.
Like Will Smith, Chris Rock style.
Just wow! The hell you doing? And slapped him. And then Kevin Petullo grabbed his face.
Come on, big guy.
He said, "I'm sorry, coach. I'll do better." And coach said, "It's too late for that. BS. Taking over. Today. You'll get your job back, but not today. Because we're in the throes of losing this game, and I need to take over the reins." And he took over the reins.
So Coach Sirianni took over the reins?
Yeah. I think Jalen actually took it over. But the story, like when you recklessly speculate, the story kind of changes on the day-to-day basis.
So the slap happened before Jalen fumbled to give the Rams a touchdown to start the second half.
Yeah, because yesterday it happened after he fumbled,
I'm just trying to follow.
You got to run that track back from yesterday because I forgot.
Okay.
But it was a slap. Somebody got slapped. Somebody got slapped.
And then everything changed, of course, in the second half.
Because every now and then, you have to slap people to get them to get right.
I don't know if it was a slap, but whatever happened, there was certainly a change. And it's funny that it came in the same week that Vic Fangio gets up on the podium and says halftime adjustments aren't real.
Yes.
And yes, you know, halftime is a very short amount of time, and it's hard to believe, but like, whatever happened, whether it was a slap or metaphorical slap or someone got up and talked to the team, it worked.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. See, because I've been a part of these halftime adjustments. You go in and say, "Hey, man, we're in a good spot. Hey, we need to adjust the linebacker moves here." It's not a whole lot that changes. That was a wholesale change in the offensive line. Like,
it was different. Well, that plus Fred Johnson.
That was a part of it.
Like, Fred Johnson going in literally changed the game. Honestly, I don't know why they didn't put him in. Maybe they thought he hadn't had enough time to, like, learn the offense or something. But he really made a positive difference.
And let me be clear. When I say the game plan changed, I don't mean that they took a whole new game plan, right? It's just that whatever menu of plays that they had that they were trying to work, they scrapped those.
But didn't they have to because the score and the time?
Well, they scrapped those, and they went with another set of plays that were on the same menu. They went with, I guess, the Plan B menu or whatever, okay. the more meaty side of the menu or whatever you would say. Well, but it's the same. But it was stuff that they were familiar with.
I hope they stick with the Plan B menu, the meatier side of the menu, as you like to put it, Hugh.
The meatier side.
Well, to start the game on Sunday and moving forward, because it clearly works.
So that's what we were discussing. Let's start there, and then we'll get to Sirianni's response to Hugh Douglas's conspiracy claim yesterday. Devin, we were talking today about should they become more of a pass-first team. Now, for the last year, they've been a run-first team. Maybe last year the most run-first team of anyone in the NFL, and they won the Super Bowl. They have an identity. Mm. And are we ready to fully scrap that after what we saw on Sunday because of how great it looks? Where are you? Sunday in Tampa, which we'll get to the weather. It's going to be hot with you down there. Should they come out and be a pass-first team?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying they should become, like, that should become their whole identity. But I think, you know, what we saw in the second half against the Rams is when you open up the pass and you start throwing the ball downfield because you have receivers like A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and tight end Dallas Goedert, it opens up the run, right? We saw, the same play over and over again throughout the first half. Saquon Barkley just run up the middle, getting stuffed, getting nowhere, or like a screen pass to the side and no yards gained. And it was like the Sisyphus, like rolling a rock up the hill and getting nowhere.
We don't get too many of those analogies on this station.
No, we usually don't. I like that.
It was so frustrating. So I think the pass, like, it opens it up for everyone. And I think that's how they can get a more balanced offense. So if that means you become a pass heavy or a pass first offense, then sure, I'll take it.
The other thing with that, Devin, regardless of where people come down, a pass first, run first balance, the one thing that was frustrating us all is these draws they've been doing on like 3rd and 10. Like, just let Jalen throw the ball. It's 3rd and 10. You have AJ, you have Devontae. It feels like it's just a give-up play, and then we punt the football. That makes no sense.
None of it made by the end of the first half, guys, I know that everyone was kind of feeling this, but it was not just, like, the worst half of offensive football I've seen the Eagles play in, like, recent memory, not even, like, the last few seasons. I saw someone compare it to, like, 2015 Chip Kelly Eagles offense.
Oh, goodness.
That's how frustrating
it
was. And you look up at the board at the link, and it's like, total passing yards the Eagles offense had, it was a -2 going into halftime. I just don't understand the logic, you know, going a full two quarters that way, you know, with whoever was calling plays. We can debate it, you know, all day. But the logic and thinking, like, this time it'll work when you're just running the same plays that aren't getting anywhere. Yeah. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you run draw plays, it's to get the linebackers, it's to freeze the linebackers because you've been throwing the ball so well. Because their primary job, especially when you're in shotgun, they got to play the pass. They got to get in the coverage. And when you're not throwing the football, you're banging a head against the wall trying to run the draw because nobody's biting on the pass fake. Nobody's biting on that. They're playing the run because you're not throwing the football. That's where I feel like they need to throw it more, Joe, is because when you say, for instance, when I played, we play the Indianapolis Colts. You always had to respect that play action with Edgerrin James back there because Edgerrin James, the way that they ran, everything came off of that play action look. And when you run that, you freeze the linebackers and they have to recognize in a split second whether it's run or pass for real because, you know, Peyton will pull it out and he'll dump it off to Marvin Harrison. We don't do that. We run the draw. We get in the shotgun and run the draw. You ain't fooling nobody.
What's
Saquon
a give-up play?
Getting the ball.
Yeah, it feels like they didn't trust Jalen until they had to. And I think, regardless if they should throw it a lot or not, Jalen's earned the trust. Like, it's third down. Let Jalen Hurts throw. Especially, like you said, they have AJ and Devontae, and it's like we forgot how good those guys could be until we had to use them.
Yeah, and even when you saw him, you know, get the ball downfield to AJ Moore in the second half, I forgot how great AJ is after the catch, too. Like, you think that the play is done, and no, he just can power through those guys. And I felt like he was also kind of, like, running angry because he was, you know, yes, I'm finally getting the ball. This is what happens
about
when
time.
You get me the ball. I'm AJ Brown. So, yeah, I mean, the logic behind it doesn't make sense. I hope that they, you know, take what they did in the second half of Sunday's game against the Rams and run with that because that should be what the offense looks like throughout an entire game. And I know it was up-tempo and that can be hard, but like maybe do that in the first half and then you can run the conservative offense once you have a nice lead on a team. Then you can, you know, do the draws on third down and try to play it safe. But when you're playing behind, that's just not the answer in my opinion.
Did you have a moment as you were on the sideline where you kind of felt the game was teetering? Because they go down 26-7, right? Jalen fumbles, easy touchdown for the Rams, and it's like, oh boy, this is a disaster. Then they come back and they score on the next drive, but it was still 26-14. They're still down two scores.
Yeah.
Was it the block field goal, the next touchdown? Did you have a moment you're like, maybe they're going to do this?
Yes. So they came out of halftime, and like halftime really does go by quick. I ran in to just like get some water and like refresh myself. And I remember thinking as I'm walking into the tunnel, like, I guess there's a way that the Eagles could, you know, make halftime adjustments and come out and win this. Cause like delusional Eagles fan, you know, that's sure. What I'm saying to myself. And then I have like an evil voice in the back of my mind that's like, no, what are you talking about? Did you see the first half? They come out and then their first offensive drive looked like more of the same.
Yeah, Jalen fumbled, he got hit and fumbled.
Right.
Yeah.
Things were pretty tight on the sidelines and it was pretty quiet the first half. But when that happened, it was like, ooh, okay, this is not good. And then it was, you know, after they came out and they started throwing the ball downfield and they scored, like, that's really when I was like, okay, you know, they're still down, but they can do this. They can do this. If they keep running this style offense, you know, where they're actually throwing the ball downfield, getting the ball to AJ, getting the ball to Devontae, this is how they can come back and win this game. So that, like, I'd say pretty early on in the third quarter, halfway through the third quarter is when I started be more hopeful.
There was a silver lining when Jalen fumbled and they scored because it happened so quick. There was still a lot of time to go. Like there was like 13 minutes left in the third quarter. So it was like they're down three scores, but there's a lot of time left in this game. Now, if you had asked me then, I would have said they're not winning this game, but at least there was time. And then they went crazy. Perhaps a lot of it was because Hugh Douglas' conspiracy theory was true and they changed the play caller here. So
somebody got slapped.
Well, that's what you say. All right, so yesterday Nick Sirianni was asked this in his Monday press conference. Elliot Shore Parks, he had to ask the question. He did. Here is Nick Sirianni's response. And if you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see his face when asked if Kevin Petullo was still calling the plays yesterday or in the second half on Sunday. Here is Sirianni asked the question yesterday afternoon.
We'll go to Elliot and then Ed.
Hey, Nick, there's been some speculation that
Oh, no. All right, we'll pull that back up. Maybe, Kyle, you could grab the audio of it, okay, and we'll play it just over there. We wanted to give you Sirianni's face there. I mean, perhaps that is perhaps that's the Eagles jumping in and not allowing technology. did you see his face?
I did.
How would you describe it? Because I would describe it as, are you kidding me? Like asking, like, is that really being speculated? I don't think he knew until the question was asked.
I agree.
Okay,
agree.
Let's hear how it sounded. Yep.
There's been some speculation that yesterday in the second half, Jalen was calling the plays and Kevin Petullo maybe wasn't as involved as he normally is. I was wondering if you could clarify if there was any truth to that. And then secondly, what have you seen from their working relationship this year as they get more games under their belt together?
Yeah, Kevin called the plays yesterday in that second half. Jalen, but make no mistake about it, like Jalen does a great job of communicating. Jalen sees the field really, really, really well. He can come back and tell you what happened without even looking at the picture. And then you look at the picture, like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. Jalen has a great feel for how that's going. And so there's communication, right? There's talk through it, you know, everything like that, you know. But yeah, Kevin called the plays.
Game, set, match.
What did he say? He said Kevin called the plays.
He said,
and he pursed his lips like he was annoyed at
said,
you.
He said, this game is what I heard. Y'all need to read between the lines. He said Kevin called the plays, but Jalen changed them because he saw something different.
That's not what he said.
That's like quite literally not what he said.
Y'all need to listen to what's being said.
I have a third, and you don't.
Let's play it again, and let's wait till we hear Jalen change the plays. Ready?
Okay.
Let's do that.
There's been some speculation that yesterday in the second half, Jalen was calling the plays, and Kevin Petullo maybe wasn't as involved as he normally is. I was wondering if you could clarify if there was any truth to that. And then secondly, what have you seen from their working relationship this year as they get more games under their belt together?
Yeah, Kevin called the plays yesterday in that second half. Jalen, but make no mistake about it, like Jalen does a great job.
That was it, right there.
What are you talking about?
He said, make no mistake about it. Jalen does a great job seeing the fit. That's it, right there.
Hold on. That's not what you said. He said. You said Jalen changed the place.
See, first of all,
you are twisting the truth.
This is Spin Doctor stuff right here.
No,
this is outrageous.
Allow me to speak, please. First of all,
you have to read between the lines.
Oh my goodness.
This is why I have a third eye. And this is what you need to start listening to.
No,
he said Jalen. When he said Jalen does a good job of seeing the field, why do you think he put that in there? Because Jalen saw the field. Kevin Petullo don't see the field.
Because he's communicating with the play caller, and they're changing what they're doing.
And Jalen's changing it. Jalen called the plays, dog.
Wow. There's no shot.
That's the story. Okay, so why did it look so different?
Because they were down three scores. They had a throw. Because
Jalen said, you know what? He said, hold my beer. I got this.
You are impressive with how you twist
it. It was a totally different offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So,
see, Dad believes me.
I'm not saying I think someone was slapped. But there was clearly
slapping might be a little strong.
It was in the tempo in which they were playing.
Slapping might be a little strong.
At least there's one professional in the room here.
Okay,
you've gone so far.
You were on the sideline. Did you see somebody else calling plays, or did you see
me?
Kevin Petullo calling plays?
I did not see anyone else calling plays. Huh. But like,
how do you know what they do?
Game set match, Douglas.
Game set match.
That's true. I don't know.
Just because you have a menu don't mean you cannot call. Everybody got on. Thank you, Deb. Mm-hmm. You see,
Kevin. Yeah. They all had headsets on. They're all talking to each other.
He was reading a Chili's menu out loud on the headset.
He was
to Jalen. Okay.
Jalen said, "I'm not running that." Okay. He was shaking him off. Nah, ain't running that. Didn't Duran do somebody like that? Who didn't he shake somebody up?
Yeah, but that's normal.
I'm just saying,
that's
it? No.
That's a pitcher.
Also,
a
like a quarterback making a check or an audible, after the play call comes in is one thing. That's been happening for years.
You know what this is? This
if
is,
that's what you're saying, you're not breaking any news.
This is moving.
But if you're saying he took over play calling,
it was a different
that doesn't make
game
any
plan.
Sense.
He said somebody got slapped. I'm going back to that.
You're off your wheelchair, buddy.
He said, I got this.
But didn't it have to be a different game plan because the game dictated
well,
that?
Well, okay.
When you're down three scores with so much time to go, you can't run anymore.
Well, okay. Well, let's go to the first play of the second half, shall we? When he got sacked, he was like, forget this.
But it was a throw.
He was like, forget it. I'm running my own stuff.
Okay.
We're going live. He had his Bill O'Reilly moment.
Oh, we're going. Bleep it. We're going live. All right, you've lost it.
You're poisoning the minds of this fan base. You know what?
What?
The most sickening part is how many people were like, Cook
part.
Douglas! He's right!
Because they see the third eye shot.
No, you know
they see it.
I'm going to pull up some of the comments.
We're like-minded.
Hold on. I'm pulling up some of the comments on Hugh yesterday, his conspiracy theory. People were so with you. I mean, this was off the charts. We all know Jalen took over, was calling the plays. Facts. Read my mind. Jalen took over at the end to rack up that amount of points that fast.
Oh, my God. Dude.
AJ ran routes longer than 10 yards. That's all the proof I need.
That's right.
This is, I mean, Hugh, you really have done something here.
Because I have vision. I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all
well,
need to listen
know.
To me.
Obviously, I'm not taking credit away from your conspiracy theory, conspiracy
No,
Douglas.
You can do that.
But I
also
know,
we do that every day to him.
Like the television broadcast showed that clip that has been circulating of Jalen talking to, or I guess like animatedly yelling
at Kevin Petullo. He was like, what the hell are you
but
doing?
But the thing is, like, I didn't see that and immediately take, like, oh, Jalen Hurts is calling the plays.
Yeah, that was also when it was 26-21. So the offense had already made it, like, significant.
Right.
Like, people are using that as the moment that Jalen benched Kevin Petullo and took over play calling.
Right.
They had already scored two touchdowns in the quarter since then.
Yeah, I didn't take that from that clip, but it seems like that clip,
that's the clip that,
plus
that,
your conspiracy, yeah. like people are, you know, yeah, pretty convinced yeah. that Jalen Hurts is
it
now kinda the
fits
new offensive coordinator.
It kind of fits the narrative.
We do have a poll up. Who do you believe when it comes to who was calling the plays in the second half Sunday, Hugh Douglas or Nick Sirianni? You're losing. But
surprising
nice.
L, by yeah. the way. Yeah. I thought with the amount of insanity going around yesterday that this would be way more in Hugh's favor.
I got a couple more hours.
And Hugh was also planning on throwing a parade when he quote unquote won this poll. And you're losing.
I got a couple
so what
more
now?
Hours. Okay. How much am I losing by? It must not be
not
that much.
It's not much.
See, that's what I'm saying. I got a couple
tight.
More hours.
It's
people listen
tight.
To me.
Nope.
I know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
I have a third eye.
We should hope you're wrong on this.
Why?
It's a bad sign.
Yeah, it's not a bad sign.
No. This would be a disaster.
Let's go.
It's not.
Time out. Let's go off of Hugh's theory. It's great they won the game Sunday and it worked out. But if we have to take play calling away from our new coordinator 2.5 games in, that doesn't make me feel great about Kevin
Petullo.
That's not good. I'm not
saying take away play call.
Well,
I'm not saying that.
What? You said who called the plays?
No, I said he called him because he needed a respite.
Respite?
Because he was not.
If that's true, they emasculated him in front of the team.
Slapped
him.
They didn't slap him in front of everybody. They slapped him behind closed doors.
Okay.
Because you can't let him call the plays. After you slap him.
Imagine being Petullo driving around today. Like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
What I think.
He's going to probably look at me.
I'm waiting for you to get a text.
No.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah.
The next time he sees me, probably say, Hugh, you're an idiot. That's okay. But I believe this wholeheartedly. And like I said,
that's
when I started
part,
this,
yeah.
this is reckless speculation. Recklessly.
You are one of those conspiracy people.
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's totally reckless.
Yes, I am. But how else can you explain this?
They were down three scores.
I think there was a metaphorical slap because even like Zach Bond, to me, post game, and a lot of the guys like Saquon, AJ said, you know, when asked, of course, like what happened, what changed at halftime, they're not going to fully tell you because I don't know. I truly don't know how, you know, the offense just completely flipped a switch and turned it on in the third quarter. But they said, you know, we changed our mindset and our mentality and like leaders of the team got up and I think, you know,
metaphorically yelled
at the team and said, you know, guys, this isn't who we are. That being said, like, I think the takeaway biggest worry of mine is like whoever was calling the plays in the first half. I just want to know the logic behind continuing to do it through two full quarters of football, and how do we make sure that doesn't ever happen again? Because that was not fun to watch.
It was too conservative, and it felt like they didn't trust their quarterback. And then if that was what it was, they had no choice but to trust him in the second half. Just trust him earlier. Like it shouldn't be as feels like they've made offense too complicated the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, because you're trying to. I think you're working against. You know how teams are going to attack you. You want to make sure that that's what they're going to do, and you want to build this dynasty. instead of just going out there and play. Let it fly, man. This team is too good. They showed that Sunday that they're one of the best, if not the best team in the NFL. Definitely the best team in the NFC, in my opinion. It's going to – like, that game – like, I'm not looking ahead, but I cannot wait to see that Detroit game. When Detroit, because that's going to be a physical confrontation.
Well, they get Packers and Lions in back-to-back in like a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's going to be – and I'm not looking ahead because there's still a lot of football left to play. But a lot happened the other day, and I'm not sitting here recklessly speculating trying to take Kevin Petullo's job. That's not what I'm doing.
Well, we were not giving it to you.
No. Come on. Let me be clear, because there was a lot of people talking about he needs to be fired. No, he doesn't need to be fired. This is a learning moment. This is a learning experience for him. Yeah. First year, he's called plays. And I think in that moment, he probably was a little bit overwhelmed with what was happening. And he was reluctant to get out of the mode that he was in. I don't think it's going to happen again.
I got to say,
really
this is chestnut checkers by you.
What are you talking about?
You've now flipped it from a conspiracy theory to it's a learning experience.
No,
first of all. You created this whole thing in your head.
First of all.
From conspiracy theory to I don't want to recklessly speculate.
It's a lesson.
I am
it's
not recklessly speculating. Well, I am.
You absolutely are.
But I'm also being, I am also being, this is a teaching moment. This should be
a teaching moment for you.
No, my third eye is working overtime
Kevin
right
Petullo,
now.
Kevin Petullo, whoever's
calling
plays. He grows
from this. I have never once, Devin, called for his job.
He's only been here 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you know
but
how
the quarterback
you have,
is taking play calling from him. What's the point of
am
him?
Am I allowed to finish?
Well,
no.
Because you're saying the same thing over and over again.
Have you ever seen Aliens, the second one? Remember when dude was driving the car and he was taking command of everything and the lady had to take over for a minute. He was still in command, but not in that moment because it was just too much for him. Kind of the same thing.
It's not really that you don't
understand because you don't have the vision that I do.
Is that it?
See, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem.
No. I'm vibrating on a higher frequency right now.
Every day, Dev. See, this is what I get every day. I try to uplift them and raise their level every day.
They
don't want to hear what I got to say every day.
Yeah,
I come in here every day. You know, I try to get them right.
No, they
don't want to get right.
Because you preface this by saying I'm recklessly speculating, and then you push back on every time we tell you that it's insane.
But
you don't know you're right.
Okay, so what happened? What happened, Mr. Smarty?
They were down in the game.
What happened, Smarty Pants?
Wait, how many times? Well, if you would let me explain.
Okay, the floor is yours.
They were down, Hugh, by 19 points in the game. What do
and
NFL teams
do? And Jalen said, hold my beer. Yeah. That's what he said.
What else would they do down 19? They have to throw.
I mean, that's true.
Oh, then that's the whole point.
No, but they changed the play call. Oh, they changed
the goal. That's enough. All right, last thing, Devin, before we say goodbye. Eagles-Bucks Sunday. What's your first thought?
It's going to be hot.
Besides, it's going to be hot.
So as soon as the schedule came out, I had this game circled as my most dreaded game of the season for two reasons. One, I hate the heat, and I'm going to be very sweaty on the sideline.
You're
going to
have an afro.
And two, the Bucks and Todd Bowles, whatever the reason, it's like a house of horrors for the Eagles and Jalen Hurts whenever they go down there. I hope that this is the game that, you know, it's their get-right game against the Bucks, and that, you know, once again, they can prove people wrong. And it almost feels like the more everyone expects the Eagles to lose, the more they come out and prove them wrong.
Yep.
So it feels like a good spot to get a win over Tampa Bay here. But I think, look, Mike Evans, I don't think we've gotten an official ruling on if he'll be in the game. If he's out, obviously that's massive for the Eagles. Hassan Reddick facing an old friend.
Oh, yeah. Our first time facing him, I think, since the trade.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I forgot.
Oh, he's playing well.
Yeah.
He's playing well.
Or he's going to probably be trying to be a game wrecker.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I think it's this Eagles team is so resilient that the more people doubt them, which it feels like they do have a lot of doubt around them going into this game, the more it seems they tend to win. So hopefully it ends in another win for the Birds.
We'll see. They owe the Bucks because the Bucks have had their number.
They certainly do.
And it's going to be a fun one. Devin, appreciate you hopping on and entertaining all of the foolishness that happens on this show.
Oh, the entertaining was all Hugh, so thank you guys.
Appreciate it. There she goes, Devin Caney. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up. Sirianni's conversation as well with the morning show in case you missed it. And the Eagles have broken yet another player as well. We'll let you hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I hate the Eagles, but they taught us something that, like, not taught us, but they're putting us through something that we need to get put through. And I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad that it's happening this early in the season, because it's only going to make us for later on in the season. You never know what's going to happen when it comes to those times in the playoffs where we need to dig down deep and find ourselves. And every man in this locker room is going to be able to do that now because of this experience here.
The voice of Kyren Williams, running back for the Rams. He's going through it.
He was salty.
Yeah, I hate the Eagles, he said.
Yeah, with a passion.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get why he does. Three times in a row, the Eagles have beaten them with him on the field. Not great for him. We might see that matchup again, Hugh. If I had a guess, sometime in mid-January, Eagles-Rams for the fourth time in a year.
Yeah, that might happen. That's what he's banking on.
Yeah.
The way he was talking, he's banking on seeing us again. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles would beat him, but I wouldn't mind avoiding them. They've given us our toughest games.
They've learned from every time they played us. They've learned and gotten a little better.
Well, in the last two games, I mean, literally came down to the final play of the game.
Yeah, they're a thorn. Yeah. They're definitely a thorn.
Yeah, they're a good team. And we'll probably see them again coming up in late January. All right, 215-592-9494. We're coming up in a few minutes. We'll let you hear Nick Sirianni on with the morning show earlier today. First, though, we go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence!
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, pal?
Guys, first of all, that game last night was a crazy game. We got to give props to the Hutchinson. He was all over the field.
Yeah.
Last year, this guy like a twig. His leg was hanging like a twig. And yet, last night, this dude was doing everything. I'm like, how do you go from in less than a year from your leg hanging like a twig to doing all that, man? But
They sacked Lamar seven times. Yeah, Terrence, I feel like early in the season we've talked about threats to the Eagles. You know, the Packers have been a hot name. Obviously, the Rams.
The Lions are still there.
But, the Lions are still there. There was a rush to say, oh, they're going to miss Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. They got a lot of good football players in that team. They're going to be part of this thing down the stretch.
Yeah, man, but let's get to these Eagles, Joe. They have to stop being conservative. You have a Ferrari. Let's go now these times. The Eagles are like, the first 2.5 weeks is like having a Ferrari and you got to park in your garage collecting dust for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Weeks and weeks.
And you don't drive it.
Yeah,
you don't drive it, Hugh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What the Eagles were doing, man. You got a Ferrari and you're not using it. Balance, 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 Joe. Keep the defense off balance. Man, Jalen Hurts can throw. He can throw, guys. This conservative crap that we've been doing the last 2 weeks has led to this choppy offense. And the players are saying it. The players are saying stop being conservative. They can see what's out there on the field. They can see the defense. So why don't the coaches see this?
And Terrence, that's where I agree with Hugh to an extent. I could see at halftime right. or the third quarter, Jalen and the offense going up to Petula and say, man, we got to open it up. Like, let us cook a little bit here. We got this. You know, let's call some plays down the field. That I believe. Yeah. But the idea that Hugh Douglas is, conspiracy theory. That's
then
a little.
Then I'm right.
Yeah, that's a bit rich for me. All right, go ahead, Terrence.
Well, Joe, veteran coordinators would kill to have this offense, man. Like,
sure.
This offense is a potent offense. There's no reason why this offense shouldn't be explosive. Guys, in 2022, Shane Steichen had Jalen throwing a ball all over the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cool to him, too, because we might have to start calling him the QB Whisperer because he got Daniel Jones over there playing out of his mind right now. He's balling. But there's no way this offense shouldn't be explosive right now. Like, don't dummy the offense down, because when you dummy the offense down, the defense is looking at the offense like we're dumb, like we're not using our tools. So we're dumbing down the offense for the defense to just key in on these conservative plays, handing off on 3rd and 8. And guys, I love ESP, man. And I heard ESP say the other day that it's the same offense that Petula's been here for years. So why the first 2.5 weeks did the offense look like this if Petula's been here and it's not him?
Well, he's part of it. No, we have this thing, we never want to blame the coordinators. Now, Terrence, he wasn't good the first couple weeks, and he wasn't good in the first half. Now they changed it in the second half. By the way, the poll is now 50-50. Who do you believe when it comes to who was calling plays the second half, Hugh Douglas or Nick Sirianni? So, it's not going the right way. All right, speaking of the head coach, who we should probably believe on this, he was on the morning show today. Here is Nick Sirianni, if you missed it earlier.
Nick Sirianni, he is, as always, every Tuesday, brought to us by Bud Light. The Bud Light Eagles away game party is this Sunday at Union Jacks in Glenside. Love Glenside, near where I grew up in Huntington Valley. Hey, hang with Ava Graham and score tickets to an Eagles game and signed Eagles items. The 3-0 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick, congratulations on, that win. Let's listen to it. You obviously didn't get to hear Merrill's call in the moment, but we all have heard it many times. Let's listen again at the way the game ended.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Locked him again.
Are you kidding me?
Locked him again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No! I haven't, actually. Nick, it's been 2 days. What's your reaction when you hear that?
That's cool. That's a cool. Merrill's really good. Mike Quick's really good at what they do. I know they bring a lot of people joy in those games announcing it. So that was cool to hear. Thanks for playing that for us. Obviously an unbelievable moment. We want to do a lot of things better, so we don't put ourselves in that scenario where you need to block that. But, it was a incredible play. The play that they blocked it the time before was an incredible play, and it's just our players going out and making plays. Before the first field goal that we blocked, I click over to special teams, making sure the count was right, we had the right people on the field, all this and that, and I just said, hey, can we get this one? And Coach Clay goes, yeah. Yeah, yes, we can. And bam, we block it. And I am the least superstitious person in the world. I don't believe in it. I don't think about it because there's a lot of reasons why I don't think that way. But on the last one, I remember clicking over again. I'm like, count good. Yeah, we're ready. I'm gonna ice this guy here. Okay, we ice the kicker. And I'm like, gosh, I think I got to say it again. So I go, hey, can we get this one?
He's like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I played into what I don't usually like to play into is the superstition.
You're developing a habit.
If you hadn't have done that, he wouldn't have blocked the kick.
Let me tell you something, Nick. Analytics don't support superstition, but human instinct
does. That's how silly it is, guys. Like me asking if we had a chance to block it had nothing to do with us blocking it, and I'm very aware of that.
That's great.
That's amazing.
That is great.
So,
when the special teams phase, that speaks for itself. The offensive phase, it was sort of the tale of two halves. In the second half, the hurry-up offense, why did that work so well against the Rams? And how much input does Jalen have on the plays and the routes called in that hurry-up situation?
Yeah, you know, obviously we talk about everything on the sideline. Hey, Kevin's talking to Jalen. Hey, we're gonna go on the ball. If it presents itself, and hey, I'm thinking this, this, and this. Jalen is sitting there listening and saying, yeah, like that. Maybe I don't like this. And that's stuff that goes, that happens in a game.
What do you like? What do you like?
But that happens all week too. Right. That's something that you're preparing for all week, and so really good. We've operated well out of hurry up. I think the question would be like, well, why not earlier? Well, there's situations in the game that can dictate that. Sometimes it's hard to go hurry up when you're not successful on first down. Or if you have a negative play or it's an incomplete pass or whatever it may be, you got to get it going a little bit. And that pass to AJ on that, to kind of get us going on just the, on that little out route there to start things off was huge. And then it got the momentum going and we were able to get on the ball and go. But no huddle is always a portion of our offense, always something that we think about, and no huddle can look a lot of different ways. I just thought, it was a really good job by our players executing in that. And, you would say, I don't want to say it's chaos, but it's like, controlled chaos, which is football, right? The controlled chaos of it, getting on the line, calling the play, getting the call from the sideline, Jalen communicating that call from the, to everybody else. And we did a really good job. I thought the coaches did an excellent job adjusting to it, and getting, getting to that to give us a spark. And obviously, the thing that game could have got well out of hand, right? With the way that, we coached and that we played in the first half. But the defense, just kept getting stops. One of those turns into seven, one of those field goals turns into seven, and that's going to be tough to, came down to the wire, obviously. That'd be tough to come back and dig yourself out of that hole. The play I really thought about was that, Jalen Carter gets through the line of scrimmage, gets held on third and two. They score a touchdown. Ball goes back to the 10. We play good red zone defense there, and it ends up in a field goal. So, we had four of those down there, which was really critical to keep the game close, to allow us to be able to do that. And until we got going on offense.
I can't believe I'm even asking this because I am such a huge fan of the run game, but had our offense become too run-focused prior to the second half of that Rams game?
I think what it was is, and we haven't been, we haven't been great on first down, and that doesn't necessarily mean that, either run or pass. Like, we got to coach better, we got to play better, but we've been behind the sticks a little bit on those things. We haven't been efficient, I guess to say, and particularly in that game, we haven't been efficient on first down, which puts us behind a little bit. And that could be inefficient with a pass, it could be inefficient with a run. We're always going to do what we think is best to help us win the football game. In this game, it was to throw it a bunch. Next game it could be to throw it a bunch too. It could be, let's see how that plays out. It could be that we run it a bunch. I always say we'll do whatever we need to do to win the game, but we need to be efficient on first down. And if that's a run, if that's a pass, if that's a play action pass, if that's a screen, we got to get better there so we're not putting ourselves, behind. Because I think when we're looking at it, when we're behind the sticks there, that's when our punts are coming, when we're not being efficient there, particularly on first down.
Nick, I'm curious if it's tough to manage when you have players and star players at times that want to do something a certain way and you may want to go a different way. I want to play some audio for you of Jalen Hurts. This was right after the game. Listen to what Jalen said on Fox to Pam Oliver.
It's like you guys said later for this, whatever happened in that first half, forget about it. Let's go and show who we are.
You play so many styles of football. We're in that first half. We got to get out of this plan not to lose. We got to come out aggressive and play our game. You saw our game in the second half.
So to the question John was just talking about, and we've been talking about it today, is the team too conservative on offense, but you guys always win. And then there's the internal discussions you have to have, obviously, with the guys on what is the best way to do it. And I'm sure there's disagreements at times. How do you manage that when players want to do one thing and you want to do something else?
See, I think what you guys are – I heard the first part of that, too. There was another question that Pam asked. And Jalen, you know, I think if you just cut out one area of it, you can make it look how you want it to mm-hmm. look. But there's the first part of it, you know, he was talking – I can't remember exactly what he said, but – I listened to both him and AJ. Like, I think that we don't live in a blame world in here. We try. There's so many things that happen outside of a football building. You guys would know this. There's so many things that happen outside of a football building that is not in our DNA in a football building when you're on a team. And, you know, Jalen right there, and I know what I – like, you guys have to ask them and all that, but I know – that they aren't living in a blame game. And it's because he's saying we all are responsible, coaches, players, to get the thing rolling. And so I didn't take either of those comments in that manner. We talked all week about attacking, and you know, kind of coming off that Kansas City game, that we needed to dictate things to them. To the defense and not let the defense dictate stuff to us as an offense. And that was Kevin's message. That was my message. That was Jalen's message. That was our entire offense's message, is let's be on the attack. Being on the attack can look many different ways, right? It can look like the two zone reads that you saw Jalen pull around the corner, one for 17 yards, one for 10 yards. It could be, you know, throwing the football, which I think everybody, you know, because we haven't thrown the football a lot the first 2 weeks, or for a lot of yards, or whatever, however you want to say it. I think a lot of people on the outside of this building can look at that as, you know, critical. I know with my conversations with them that they know we're all in this together, and we're trying to figure it out together. We're doing everything we can do to win every single game and find ways to get better from that. Yeah. And that's just not – when I say – you know, get better. That's just not players. Like, I'm never up there saying, hey, this is what, one of the first things I like to do when I go up there is say the things I mess up during a game, and the, you know, to the players, because we're all in this thing together and trying to get it rolling together. So we don't live by the same rules as outside the building. We're a team, and I love this team. And I think what you saw from this team, I thought we played with incredible mental toughness in this game. You know, you're on the ground, you're in a boxing match, you get knocked down. They just kept getting up. They just kept getting up and kept fighting, and good things happened. I thought we played incredible together football, the way that we celebrated together, the way that we, you know, sometimes when you're going through the mental, the adversities that you go through, that's the thing that brings teams together. That win helped us come together. Sure. You can see that, how they celebrate together. So now there's definitely some detail things we got to clean up, but I saw an incredible team effort and of getting that going. And so that's why I know, and they felt it. We talked about it after the game, individually as a team. So that's why I know those comments are not as perceived, and I get it. You can make it look how, sure, you, how, well, you Nick, want Nick, to look, to be, let me, not perceived.
Yeah, if I could just say, Nick, I wasn't trying to indicate that they were complaining or criticizing.
I
admire the way they went about it. I think they were just pointing out there may be a different way to do it, and they were just, sure, broaching that. Yeah.
Coach, I thought how AJ, you know, because obviously AJ got asked that question a lot this week. I thought he handled that with such maturity, yep, such grace, you know, because he is a superstar. Jalen is a superstar, and they want to do things that affect the game. But they also know things that they do without the ball in their hands affects the game. And they, I know that we have such a highly competitive team that just desires to win and play for each other. That's why I love this team.
Coach, you mentioned the team does a great job not assigning blame. How do you handle assigning the blame when there's another taunting penalty from Jalen Carter? What else needs to be said in that situation.
Yeah, we had three of those, you know, so not just Jalen, but obviously he's had another one before that, but you know, we had three of those, and that's the same thing, the same way we talk about it. Obviously I'll keep all those conversations in house, but you know, nothing's off limits after a game. You probably, if you guys would have came in here yesterday on Monday, you would have thought, did they win this game based off of how the tape was going? And yeah. But that's when you can get so much across, is when you play, when you win the game, but you didn't play to your standards. And I'd say detail wise, and detail, what I mean is, you know, the fundamentals, being on the same page, and then also, you know, the pre or post whistle penalties. You know, those are discussed as a team in front of everybody. And sometimes they're discussed with individuals. In this case, it was both. And we have to, you know, we have to be able to play with the incredible emotion that, like, go back to the Kansas City game last week and the emotion on the sideline after Andrew McCuba's interception. You know, go to this game and there's a third and 10 that AJ catches the ball and Saquon's sprinting down to get a block and he fist pumps and is going crazy after the conversion. I got goosebumps thinking about it. And then the celebration in the end zone after the walk-off field goal block. You want to play with showing great energy as a football team is important because it shows how much the team is together, in my opinion. But we have to be able to reel that in, understand that the league is, and rightfully so, is trying to pull back on any of the taunting, any of the trash talk that's happening in there. We have to play within the rules of the game. And so there's this fine line of playing with extreme emotion, you know, while also, you know, playing under the rules of the game with how they're dictating the game this year. You know, so because they're refereeing that they're tighter. They just are, and we know that. And that's why, you know, that's why the detail on us on that portion of it has to be better. We talked about it as a team yesterday. Obviously won't get into the talking points, but yeah.
Hey Nick, good luck versus Tampa. I know it's gonna be hot. It's a tough one. Tampa's a good team. Pickle juice, if you don't know about it. Andy pulled it out in 2000. Eagles got a big win in Dallas 25 years ago with pickle juice aiding on a hot day.
I remember that.
Whatever it takes. Well, and Nick, I'm sorry.
Always a pleasure coming on, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it, Nick. Stay well. Good luck on Sunday. All right, there he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
All right, there it was this morning, Sirianni on the morning show. See, Hugh, a couple things. One, a pickle juice reference. Maybe they're going to bring out the pickle juice on Sunday, so we have that.
They got way better technology now. They ain't going to use it.
Yeah, pickle juice is fun, though. Yeah, also, Sirianni explaining Jalen had input. Said, these are the plays I like, these are the plays I don't like for the game plan and the play caller, Kevin Petullo, in the second half. Another direct response to Tinfoil at Douglas over here.
No, you changed the play. That is not game set match.
Nope.
Yeah. It's a bit of route now at this point.
This is where my vision and me vibrating on a high level kind of trumps everything y'all saying.
Yeah.
Why do you think that Coach Sirianni would throw the guy under the bus that he handpicked, that he co-signed for at the beginning of the season?
Why would he take away play calling from that guy two and a half games into the season?
Because he was blowing it, and we needed that game. Okay. We needed that. So he's like, listen here, you little fella.
Come on, big guy.
I make it worse every time we talk about it.
But
the bottom line is this. He said, "We'll get back. We'll let you do this next week. But this week, I got this."
Yeah, so he emasculated him in front of the team.
He didn't. That's the thing. He didn't do it in front of the team. He did it. He went behind closed doors and he slapped him.
Then he came out.
Yeah,
but you've
like,
told
yeah.
everyone on the air all week, so you've emasculated him now.
Well, it's an embellishment and it's a reckless speculation. When you recklessly speculate, let me tell you how recklessly speculating works. When you do that, you add a little spice to the story to get people to listen. You know, because when I said slap, I guarantee you, when I said slapped him, there were people that were kind of like half-ass listeners to the show. But when I said slap somebody, they was like, oh, wait a minute, who are you talking about?
You know, it's one of those things where like you turn it up and you text your friend. Hugh Douglas said they slapped Petullo across the face at halftime.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You add a little hot sauce to the story to make it better.
Doesn't recklessly speculating imply that You don't know. You're just
I'm literally
okay. But then, see, that's but then you. Afterwards, you go, I'm right. See,
and I feel like it because I feel because it ain't no other way you
because
can explain.
You know what he's living. He's living his truth. Everyone,
man,
all right.
I'm living my truth.
Yeah, I'm not. 215-592-9494 All right, right back to all your phone calls coming up, and we'll give you a couple injury updates. One of Hugh's guys could be getting a shot this week, and a pretty significant player looks to be out for the Bucks. It's big news for the Eagles. That's coming up next. All your phone calls while Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors you got to try. First up, we got the cracked pepper thick-cut bacon. Black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the Black Forest thick-cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're frying it up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, both of these bacons pack a lot of flavor. I know I had both of them. They're very, very good. Bacon is serious business around these parts, baby. And nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.